You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, if you're a history buff or if you just enjoy a good mystery, then our new feature, Aspects of Archaeology, will be right up your street. Joining me now is the host, Simon Tinsley. Simon, thanks for speaking to us today.
No worries. Nice to be here.
And tell us a bit more about what we can expect from Aspects of Archaeology.
Archaeology is a huge subject, so trying to make it more bite-sized, I have limited it to small, isolated parts of it that interest me, and I hope will interest others.
And over the course of the six episodes in Series 1, we go to ancient Greece, Mongolia, and even the peat bogs of Cheshire. As an archaeologist, what was your field of study?
Well, it was mainly based in Ireland, mostly in the north, but I did some work in the south as well. Mostly, let me think, about 3,000 to 4,000 years ago was the stuff we were finding. But one of the more interesting ones, there was one occasion where, due to extending a car park, an area needed to be excavated that was once upon a time a graveyard for victims of the famine, because the building involved used to be an old workhouse back in the day. That was extremely cold, but I can't say I enjoyed digging up skeletons, but it's interesting work.
Wow. And you came to archaeology a little bit later in life. What took you there?
Well, I've been thinking about this question, and I think it all started when I was about 10. Back in the days when you went to the cinema, you'd get what we called a B movie before the main event. And this particular one was a documentary called Chariots of the Gods. And it uses snippets of archaeological evidence to argue that aliens have been interfering with humans for thousands of years. And I find this extremely exciting as a young boy. And that got me, I started trying to research these things on my own. I have to say now, I don't believe in the ancient aliens, but when you look into each individual argument he had, it opened up new questions, which inspired me to delve in a bit deeper and deeper. Everything I looked up, it sort of made me want to look up something else in relation to it. The information I am presenting, it's not unique to me. It's all out there, and I recommend other people who find what I've done interesting to go hunting for themselves, because all this information is out there. It's out there as podcasts. It's out there to read. It's out there to listen to. And if you like this sort of thing, you've got months and months of entertainment for yourself.
And thousands of years of history to catch up on as well.
Yeah.
And how long have you been involved with the RNIB? How did that work come about?
Well, fairly recently I got very ill and had to quit archaeology, because quite a physical job. And then I just hate sitting about the house doing nothing. And, I was doing a few bits of voluntary work. And then this idea came up and I thought that's perfect.
And you conducted a lot of research when putting together the first series of Aspects of Archaeology. Was there something that you learned which shocked you or really stood out?
Well, the exciting one for me was the Genghis Khan one, mainly because that's brand spanking new. That only happened this year. And I hope it actually is his tomb that they have found. I'll be keeping my eye on developments there, because I'm very interested in all those famous heroes and generals of the past.
Yeah, things that happened hundreds, if not thousands of years ago and still having an impact today.
Yeah.
But you'll hear Aspects of Archaeology every Friday between 10 and 11 a.m. on the Daily Connect here on RNIB Connect Radio. Simon Tinsley, we wish you the very best with the series, and thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.